Dasheen is a widely grown crop across St. Vincent and the Grenadines and is seen as a commodity with high export potential. And in recent times, dasheen has been generating increased sources of income for farmers, with the crop reaching international markets as far as France. On Thursday, intellectual property experts were in the country to determine whether the local dasheen can benefit from geographical indicators. Coordinator of the CARIFORUM Intellectual Property and Innovation Project, Dr. Wendy Hollingsworth, speaks to the genesis of this project.
The project that we're working on is called the CARIFORUM Intellectual Property and Innovation Project. It is a project that's been implemented by the European Union Intellectual Property Office, and it's being implemented on behalf of the CARIFORUM Directorate. 16 CARIFORUM stakes are involved. There's several aspects to that project, basically looking at building awareness of intellectual property and innovation in the member states, looking at strengthening the capacity of the IP offices, as well as looking at harmonization of laws. And with regards to geographical indications, what we've done is that we've had a model law that has been developed and is actually being used in countries such as Belize, Grenada, and the other member states that are looking to update their IP legislation.
Project consultant Moy Riss Kennedy says he is pleased to provide support to the project.
I'm a mentor helping Mr. Johnson here and his producers to develop the capabilities to register for a suitable intellectual property tool. And we're looking at specifically geographic indication for dasheen to be able to register it nationally first and then internationally. The benefits of geographic indication are particularly for primary products like dasheen producers are huge. Internationally, consumers are more and more looking for the origin of products, where they come from, how they're produced, are they authentically produced, can consumers be assured about the quality and authenticity of their products, and geographic indication provides those assurances, particularly from consumers.
And a representative from the Caribbean Agricultural Research and Development Institute, CADI, Donawa Jackson, highlights the importance of the project.
It's a very important initiative in the sense that once our farmers can have the assurance and the guarantee that their produce would be placed in a market environment where it could be distinguishable from other competitors, it would put us in a more competitive advantage. And as a result of that, we'll be able to have a secure place in the market and consequently gain more foreign exchange out of that. So CADI is very happy to partner with stakeholders, the farmers group ECTED, and also with the international organization to see how we can assist in this endeavor. So yes, we are happy and we are looking forward to a positive outcome of the efforts that has been put in.
With today's special report, I am Donnie Collins.